Kicking off today's show, though, we're going to leave the studio and head up Woodward Avenue to Baobab Fair, one of the most popular restaurants in the city. It's also one of the most well-known in the region, serving African cuisine, specifically dishes from Burundi, the homeland of Baobab's husband and wife owners. This Sunday, the restaurant and four others will be serving dishes from the continent, and they're going to be taking part in this, the very first Taste Africa, that is happening this Sunday at the Birmingham First Church in Birmingham. Let's head up to the restaurant now and talk with the fest organizers, Reverend Charles, and Baobab's owner, Nadia.
All right, the first plate is on the dish we call Nyumbani. It's our significant dish. It has rice, spinach, and plantain, and beef stew. The second one is samaki.
My name is Nadia Nijimbere Mamba. I'm the owner of Baobab Fair.
My name is Charles S.G. Boyu Jr. Well, First United Methodist Church in Birmingham, with a Berkeley campus, is going to be hosting this Sunday its first Taste Fest. And the goal is to bring people together around our common humanity. And so we will be doing it this year with a focus on African cuisine. And we've got Baobab Fair and just great food being brought so that people in our community can come together and just fellowship and have fun together and get to begin to break down bridges of separation among us. So the whole goal is just to celebrate the human community and to realize that in this metropolitan area, we are actually meant to be one big family.
Yeah, so I was reached out for the church member that we can do the catering for the that festival. We had the meeting, and as me and my husband have this mission to help Freedom House, which is the shelter where we live in, we share our idea with the community at the church. We told them how we want to do the fundraising to help Freedom House to build the kitchen, because it's where we lived, and I want to give back to help them to get the kitchen, because their kitchen is not really a function kitchen to serve the many people that they have. So we talk about that project while we are having the plan to do the catering. That's how we got involved in that plan.
And I should mention that we are at your restaurant. We're at Baobab Fair in Detroit's New Center neighborhood, which it's that's why the noise. It was so busy when we walked in, and I asked you. Well, you said like, oh, I didn't expect to be this busy, but from what I've been hearing, it's busy all the time here. So the restaurant's been a really wonderful success in the 2 years since you opened during COVID.
Yes, we are so lucky and humbled to have a successful restaurant. Opening in the middle of COVID, it was not that easy. We worked hard for it, and the community have helped us a lot. We had a really that big growth, a quick one, which has a lot of challenges. And those challenges, us coming through that challenges, help us to grow more. So we had that growth that I cannot even take back and explain how we did it, because I really don't know how we did it. Yeah,
Reverend Charles, we got to talk off mic and about where you're from Liberia, and a little bit about the population of people from Africa here in Metro Detroit. So I guess I was struck by how important this is to you, to your heart, of bringing people into African food and culture and showing them this world.
Yes, it's very important to me, and I think to the community. To realize our common humanity. We are all human beings, you know, and having lived in Africa, in Liberia where I was born, and traveled to the United States to complete college, and then staying in America because my country was plunged in a civil war as I was completing school to go back, and I could not go back. My family became refugees all across Western Africa, and eventually some came to the United States, some went to Europe, looking for a place to live in peace. And so here I am in America as a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Birmingham with a congregation of people who want to do well, want to help the world. So I felt almost duty-bound to say to them, why don't we bring the community together, not to recruit church members, but just to build community. Because America is a great country. Right now it's on some hard times. The politics are so divisive, and the people are struggling to find a balance. So we can do the little we can to let our community know, you are my brother, you are my sister, and we belong together. Because when we break down these invisible walls that make us feel that we are not one, bad things happen. And we want to promote the idea that we are one. There may be some differences, and those differences are to be celebrated as God's gift to the human family. So Baba Fair, for example, is going to bring great food. When people taste African food, their opinion of Africa changes. You know, we don't have to have philosophical classes. Just taste the food and say for yourself, do you like it? Is it great? That's who we are. And I have tasted great American food, great European food, great Mexican and South American food, Brazilian food, Italian food. It's all good. Why don't we come together and celebrate? So that's what propelled me to recommend this. And then when Baba Fair came and we met Nadia, and she talked about one of the things close to her heart, Freedom House. After she left, we talked to each other and said, let's call her and tell her we will help. We will help so that other human beings who are going through a rough time right now, like she and her family went through, and now here she's blessing our community with this excellent restaurant. Why don't we share with America as America shares with us, so that it's a give and take?
Yeah, I love the way you put that, and I mean it's something we say a lot, but it really, like, when you're sitting down at a wonderful meal and you're sharing it with other people, it does so much for the human heart. To me, it does so much for the human heart in ways that just conversation or news just can't always do. And Nadia, you said something before we started the interview about how it took people a little bit to get used to the menu about Bob Fair. I'd love you to hear a little bit about that and how you saw your customers when they were coming in understanding more about your culture and about where you're from through the food and the world through the food.
Yeah, so it took us long because people will come, many of them, they didn't know African food in general, and in particular East African food, because there's like many people think like Africa, it's one country. Africa has only one common food. Our food is different. It's different in a way we cook. Like down here we have Nigerian food, which has spices. Us, we have non-spices, so we have to explain those. That's how we even came up with a way we make our own sauce, because there are people who really like hot sauce, but we like, in our culture, we don't cook with the heat, because we cook one part, which is going to be shared with the kids, the elder, the grandpa, the grandmas. So we cook non-spicy. So if you want the spicy, you're going to be hot habanero somewhere, or hot sauce that you're going to put on your own dish, so we don't cook with it. So it was something that we have to explain. How we came up with, especially example, when we run out of food, we're done. At that time, people were like, no, you can go, we're going to wait for 30 minutes. I said, no, our food is going to take minimum 3 hours to cook. You don't want to sit here and then wait. So those are the things that it took long for people to understand. But before we opened, we were doing a lot of festival, a lot of pop-up on the street that we have to give people to taste food before they buy, which was really different to other people because they were selling something that people are used to. So us, we have to use a lot of energy for people to try that food and finally like it. I don't remember someone who tried it and then didn't like it, but you have to give them. It took us time to think that we need to let people try the food. Once they tried, it was good. So here, many people will come for the first time, but the majority were people who knew us on the street or doing the pop, the catering pop-up or whatever. We were on the street for long. Yeah.
What do you hope to get out of this fest and about taking part in it?
What I hope to get in this festival, first, as the pastor say, is to meet people, to put people together, people understand the different culture, putting all the diversity together, they're going to understand more, not only about Burundian, about Liberian, about Kenyan, about people from Bloomfield, people from Birmingham, people from Detroit. All of them being together, we're going to just find ourselves that we are one person.
I hope, especially for people who have not traveled around the world, but are forming opinions about other people, I hope they can leave there with a sense of respect, better understanding, and curiosity to know others better and to form relationships with them. That the world would be a better place if we respect each other, understand each other better, and work together for the common good. I hope also they will leave wanting to come next year when we have the second festival and wanting to know which other part of the world will this next festival focus on. Because our goal is not only Africa. The human family is universal. We only began with Africa because the church said to me, since you are our pastor and you are from Africa, why don't we start with Africa? And I'm like, great. But next year will be another part of the world, and we'll keep moving around the world until hopefully Metro Detroit becomes one people.
Last thing that I forgot to add. I want people to know on this festival. I know many people know about Freedom House, but it's not enough. I want the majority, if you know 100%, we're going to be having people who are going to be the volunteer to talk about Freedom House, people I lived with. I live in Freedom House for 2 years, so I want people to know what is the mission for Freedom House. Freedom House is not only a shelter. It's more than a shelter, because what it gives, it's only the one in the country. So I know Freedom House has been there for more than 40 years now. It's there because of the donation and the help that people are giving. So I want people to know about that, not only to donate, even to learn about what they do so they can share the information about others.
Speaking about Freedom House is a reminder to this community of what's going on in the world. There's no TV station or national newspaper or even local one that is able to bring to this community all of the news from around the world. So many times, people in this community do not know what's going on in the world. And Freedom House is a reminder to us that all is not at peace in the world. There are people suffering so terribly that they have to run away from their homeland. And when you run away from your homeland, it's not an easy decision to leave everything you know and everything you have and run. And with the hope that the people you are running to might even receive you. It is a great risk to be on the run with no place to rest. And Freedom House is trying to accommodate refugees And when you hear the national politics about immigrants, about refugees, about people seeking asylum, some people don't understand what that is. I hope that people who come will take a moment to think about those who are suffering in our world and our common human responsibility to them. And that is part of the reason why when Nadia told us her story, we left that meeting and called her back and said, we want to help. So, for example, our church, we will have all the 54 flags of the nations of Africa there. And there are members in our church, we have asked, give $500 for each flag. And there are people buying flags. We haven't sold all yet, but we hope to sell all. And if we do, we could have at least $25,000 to help put that kitchen in Freedom House. As we eat on Sunday, there are refugees at Freedom House who have to eat from a small house kitchen that has to be used as though it's commercial and it's not. I suspect that the stoves break down quickly because they are trying to feed dozens of people on a house stove. That is not right. We want people to leave thinking about places like Freedom House. If all you can do is to pray for Freedom House, to pray for refugees, and not to demonize them. Because sometimes any one of us could become a refugee, and it will be too late to wait until then before helping people understand that refugees are human beings. Some of them are very dignified human beings who have had to leave everything behind and run. And we have a moral responsibility in any nation on earth to welcome the stranger, because in those strangers we may find God.
Nadia Mamba, one of the owners of Baobab Fair in Detroit's New Center neighborhood, and Reverend Charles Boyou of the Birmingham First Church, I should say, in Birmingham. There's going to be the First Taste Africa Fest happening this Sunday afternoon, July 16th, at the church in Birmingham. You're listening to 101.9 WDET. The show is Culture Shift.